digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Jack kisses Renee and leaves her in bed. She is shot. Jack talks to Dana.
You said you had a video file implicating people inside the Russian government who were responsible for Renee's murder. I want that file.
You gotta tell me where that file is. Now!
It's in a safety deposit box!
Where?
First Unity Savings. I had nothing to do with Renee's death, Jack.
No. You never give up, do you?
Dana knocks Cole out and retrieves the file from her booby-trapped deposit box.
Bauer may have Walsh, but he can't have the evidence yet. We've still got a chance to stop him.
I'm not the only one who can prove that elements in your government conspired to undermine the peace process.
So you expect me to kill Bauer for you?
You have the covert assets here to do the job.
Maybe I do, but I don't have the resources to find him.
CTU does. And the man in charge of the search now reports to me.
We got him. Once they have Bauer, I'll find out where they're holding him.
You'll have to take him out while he's in custody.
Freeze, police! Do not move.
Jack escapes from custody and pursues Dana. He has her cornered in a building under refurbishment.
Jack, tell me what I can do.
Jack shoots Dana at point-blank range, twice to be absolutely sure. He bends down to pick up the computer file she had so carefully kept and then turns away, grim-faced.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.
Oh, this is Captain Wilecki. I'm on scene. You got that guy from the bank yet?
Just bringing him up, Captain.
Right.
Cole, handcuffed, is led by two police officers up the staircase in the building under refurbishment. His face is blank. He is led across the room to where the police captain is standing over Dana's body, lying among the polythene sheeting.
Name's Cole Ortiz. ID says he was CTU.
You were with this woman at the bank. You can't tell me who she is.
Cole looks down at Dana's dead body, mastering his emotion.
Her name is Dana Walsh.
She got twice at close range. A lot of powder residue around one of the entries, like an execution.
Thank you, Mund. Get him to CTU. Now.
Ortiz, his expression dark, is led away by the police. A yellow cab moves at speed through the streets. Jack sits in the rear, an earphone in his right ear. He feeds the memory card into a small device. Grainy images of Tokarev appear.
The hit on Hassan is all arranged. Bazaev and his people are taking care of everything.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it, but you could have just as easily called and told me that.
I wanted to know if you've spoken to your superiors. Told them that I'm out after this goes down.
I told him what he wanted. He feels the same as me. We have too much investment in you to let you walk away.
You should be focused on getting the EMP device into CTU, not on your boyfriend, Ortiz.
He's my fiancé, and I told you to leave him out of this.
I warned you to stay away from him, but you didn't listen. And now you think you have feelings for him? You think you love him, going to marry him?
Yes. I am. And if you have a problem wrapping your brain around that fact, maybe I should talk to your boss in Moscow.
You talk to no one but me. They're down here. Don't contact me again until Hassan is dead.
Jack removes his earphone and calls out on his mobile. Jim sits in his high-tech lab.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me. I sent you a dad video file.
Okay. I got it. It's uploading right now.
Okay, I need you to get me an ID of the man in the video. Also, I'm coming in hot, so whatever you have to do to protect your systems from getting flagged, do it now.
What about the woman? You need an ID on her?
She's dead. I'll see you in a few minutes.
All right.
Jack Bauer's last known location was First Unity Savings Bank on Lexington, where police responded to a 911 call, apparently from Dana Walsh. She's dead now. Bauer killed her. Cole Ortiz, who was known to be aiding and abetting Bauer, is being brought here for questioning. Now, I need everybody not committed to the UN security task to devote their full attention to finding him. I want all cameras routed through facial recognition and all phone calls monitored. You don't have the bandwidth, you steal it from other tasks. If you think you have a lead, you bring it to me immediately. Any questions?
Why did they go to the bank? Dana said she had evidence of Russian involvement in Hassan's murder. Maybe that's where she was stashing it.
There's no evidence. The president dismissed this.
Well, she went to the bank with Jack to get something.
Yeah, what she got was an explosive device that made possible her escape. It was her plan all along. Look, Jack Bauer can't accept the fact that Dana Walsh was an enemy agent working solely with the IRK opposition to Hassan's government. His grief over Renee Walker's murder has caused him to create this fantasy about a Russian conspiracy. The simple truth is, he's lost it, and he's a danger to himself and the community. So let's stop second-guessing the operation and find him.
Chloe clearly does not buy this. She crosses to Arlo, who looks torn. 1206.
Something is seriously wrong here. Pillar's ignoring the key questions, and the questions that he is answering, no one's asking.
What are you getting at?
I think Jack's right. This is a cover-up, and Pillar's involved. That evidence was at the bank, and Jack has it.
I don't know that. It's all speculation. It may be just like Pillar says. Until I know otherwise, I got my orders.
Claire, well, you weren't kidding. You said you were coming in hot. All the police scanners are talking about you. Said you shot and killed some woman. Construction site, east side. Is that the same woman in the video you sent me?
Yeah. Did you ID the man?
No. I'm not going to either. Will you tell me what the hell is going on, Jack?
You saw the video. Dana Walsh is a Russian operative. She facilitated the assassination of President Hassan and the dirty bomb attack that would have wiped out the entire Upper West Side if we hadn't stopped it.
I don't want to know about what happened today, and I don't care. I want to know why you're out there on your own and why everybody's after you.
Because the president tried to lock me down.
Why?
Because I know she's trying to cover up the Russians' involvement in today's attack.
And why didn't you disappear?
Because I can't.
Listen, I want to help you, Jack. I really do. I need you to be straight with me. Tell me exactly what's going on.
Jack looks gravely at Jim. He sits with a slightly defeated air. Jim casts him an expectant look.
The Russians took something from me. Her name was Renee Walker. And they killed her inside my apartment. I need to make them pay.
I. Actually, I did ID the guy.
There he is.
Pavel Takarev. Primary operative, Russian intelligence. Where is he? I don't know exactly. He's in the USA. Came in a month ago on a diplomatic visa.
Diplomat?
I tried to access the Russian database in the embassy. He didn't show up in the consulate. He could be anywhere, Jack.
To keep everything quiet, they'd have to be a small unit, right?
Yeah.
I think I've got an idea. Give me a secure line.
Meredith, I didn't expect you'd still be here.
Oh, fact check call. There are a few items left on the Hassan piece.
Abby can follow up on it for you.
I know. I need to make sure it's right.
I know what he meant to you. Shows in this piece you wrote what a great man he was. You've done him justice.
I hope so.
Miss Reed, there's a call for you on 3.
Thank you.
Let me know if there's anything you need.
Thanks, Gary.
The journalist, Meredith Reed, enters a glass-walled office and picks up the phone.
This is Meredith Reed.
Miss Reed.
Who is this?
My name is Jack Bauer. Please don't say anything. Just listen. The people that you think are responsible for killing President Hassan were not working alone. They were being funded and managed by people working inside the Russian government.
How do you know this?
I have proof of this, a video file that was made by a Russian agent working out of CTU. She made it for her own protection. It explains everything that happened in the last 24 hours.
Have you contacted the authorities about any of this?
I can't. I'm being set up just like you were yesterday. I need to get this evidence to you. There's a coffee stand on the third floor of Turner's department store. Do you think you can get there in the next 20 minutes? Miss Reed, yesterday I helped clear your name. Right now, I need you to help clear mine. Please.
Of course I'll help you. I want to know the truth as much as you do.
Thank you.
12:10, Cole is escorted, still in his handcuffs, into CTU. Pillar stands in the interrogation room, noting something in his BlackBerry. Cole is brought before him.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The door slides down. Pillar deigns to look at Ortiz. Cole crosses to sit in the chair so recently vacated by Dana.
Where's Bauer?
I don't know.
You're in some trouble here, Cole. I assume you're aware of that. Luckily for you, I'm in a position to make all that go away. I reviewed your record. You've had an exemplary career up to now.
You're Pillar.
That's right. Jason Pillar. I've been asked by the president to oversee the effort to retrieve Jack Bauer.
By the president?
Yes.
So you're a part of the cover-up?
Well, I see here you served in Fallujah. I spent two tours in command of a Marine unit in Bakuba myself. We're both soldiers. So you understand, when the commander-in-chief deems a course of action necessary to the national good, it's not our place to question it. The truth is, we're on the same side. We both want what's best for our country. Bauer doesn't care about that. He didn't give a damn about what happened to you, just as long as it served his needs. He used you.
Cole's expression wavers slightly.
So let's start over. Do you know where Jack Bauer is?
Probably somewhere with the evidence you guys keep saying doesn't exist.
You really don't want to be playing with me? What?
Good news. We may have a line on Bauer.
We intercepted a call.
Pillar fixes Ortiz with a piercing gaze.
Last chance. You don't take it, there's nothing anyone can do for you.
Cole raises his chin defiantly at Pillar, who stands and crosses exasperatedly to the door and waits as it slides up.
Take him to Holden.
Arlo got a cell phone intercept report off NSA's echelon. Keywords Hassan, Russian government, Jack Bauer.
Did Arlo hear any of the conversation?
No, not yet. All he's got so far are the data handles, but he's processing the voice matrix now.
Are we sure it's Bauer?
No, not yet. But the other side of the call was a phone register to Meredith Reed. She's the reporter CTU arrested last night before the first attempt on Hassan's life. Rumor has it she was also his mistress. If Bauer was going to reach out to someone with the evidence, she would be an excellent choice.
Arlo, stop what you're doing. Tag and lock the intercept download and send it directly to Eden's system. She'll take it from there.
Oh, that's not necessary, sir.
I said I want Eden to handle it. Thanks, Arlo.
Pillar strides away across the ops floor to the stairs leading to the upper office. Chloe stands to one side, exchanging a significant look with Arlo. 12:13, end of part one.
They were being funded and managed by people working inside the Russian government. I have proof of this, a video file that was made by a Russian agent working out of CTU. She made it for her own protection. It explains everything that happened in the last 24 hours.
Have you contacted the authorities about any of this?
I can't. I'm being set up just like you were yesterday. I need to get this evidence to you. There's a coffee stand on the third floor of Turner's department store. Do you think you can get there in the next 20 minutes?
Jack Bauer.
Yes, sir. We confirmed the voice print.
So, take it to the press. That's his next move.
It appears to be. Reed's connection, Hassan, means she'd be highly motivated to help him.
And hasn't shown her anything yet?
No, sir.
Which still means that we don't know what the evidence actually is.
Well, it will be in our hands soon enough. This is a major opportunity to make everything go away, sir. Bauer and the evidence. I've already dispatched the Russian ops team to the location. They'll be in position well before the meet.
You'll need to deal with local law enforcement to make sure Pavel has room to move.
Yes, we're deploying NYPD away from the site, but we'll still need your guys in and out as quickly as possible.
Understood.
Jason, this is a major break you've got. A major break.
Thank you, sir. We'll shut this down.
I want to stay on top of this personally, Mikhail. So will you let me have Pavel's number?
Novakovich nods almost imperceptibly. Pillar spots Chloe watching through the glass walls of the office.
Can you make this room less public?
Eden languidly presses a button and the glass walls, as if by magic, become frosted. Chloe glowers. Arlo joins her.
You wanted me for something?
Yeah. The call you intercepted, the one that Pillar hijacked. Do you think it was from Jack?
Can't be sure. The program hit on keywords Assan, nuclear power, but all three have been in the news in the last few hours.
But the call was to Meredith Reed's cell phone.
She's a journalist with an interest in the Assan story. Plenty of people could be calling her. It doesn't have to be Jack.
Okay, then explain this. Cell intercept report comes in here. 2 minutes later, Pillar downloads the entire conversation into a segregated server surrounded by firewalls like I've never seen. Then what does he do? Call one, call two, call three.
Who do you call?
I don't know. They're outside of CTU and they're all completely masked. So the question is this. If the call was nothing, then why are they still hiding it? If the call was Jack, then why haven't they dispatched CTU SWAT team? Why haven't they alerted NYPD? Arlo. They're in on the cover-up. Look at them. And what's worse is they're planning on taking Jack out.
Why? Why would they want to do that?
Because he knows too much. He's gotten a hold of Dana's evidence, which proves the Russian involvement in Hassan's assassination. They can't let him go public with that. That's why I have to find him, and I need your help.
Arlo agonizes. He casts a look across at the outlines of Pillar and Eden through the frosted glass.
Okay. How do you want to do it?
I'm going to talk to Cole. He just spent the past 2 hours with Jack and Dana. He must have some idea of what Jack's up to.
Pillar's got Cole continuously monitored. You can't get in there without being
seen. We'll create a loop and graft it into the security
feed. That's the other problem. They added an extra layer of oversight to our system. Second I try to move beyond my security clearance, I get an on-screen warning. They're watching everything we're doing.
Okay, fine.
Chloe smiles brittlely and crosses to a set of drawers on the other side of the room. She pulls out a small device.
We use this. Create a mobile hotspot. That way we can work off our own net without Pillar breathing down our necks.
Got it. Setting up alternate network now.
Arlo fettles with his screen. Chloe smiles.
We're up. Okay, I'm restricting access to you and me.
How long will it take you to make the loop?
I can only give you 90 seconds. Anything more than that, somebody will notice.
Okay, text me when you're set up.
Chloe leaves Arlo working at his computer, onto the screen of which comes footage of Ortiz in holding. Chloe comes down the stairs onto the ops floor. She looks up at the frosted office. Yeah. 12:22. She climbs a flight of stairs. She heads down the corridor leading to the holding cells.
Fredericks, McDermott was injured in the EMP blast. I need you to collect the night shift time cards and take them to my office.
Okay.
Like, now?
Yes, ma'am.
Once the suspicious guard has left, Chloe pulls out her mobile. She receives a message from Arlo to say she has 90 seconds. She heads into holding and opens the wire cage in which sits Ortiz.
We put a loop in the security feed. I've only got 90 seconds, so I'm going to get straight to the point. I need to find Jack, or else they're going to kill him.
Who's going to kill him?
Pillar, and whoever's working with him. You need to tell me where he is.
I got no idea.
You were at the bank with him. He must have said something.
Hey, what Jack says and what he does are two very different things.
He's trying to expose the cover-up.
Well, he doesn't give a damn about any cover-up. He's taking out anyone who was anywhere near Renee's death, starting with Dana. She gave him the evidence. He killed her anyway.
She took the gun out of the safety deposit box. She was probably shooting at him.
He shot her point blank. He executed her. Just like she said he would. There are no good guys here. Jack, Pillar, they end up killing each other. Maybe it's the best thing.
No. Jack's my friend. If I can find him, I can talk him down. These people are just gonna kill him. I need you to be on my side.
Everybody wants to be on their side. What am I fighting for?
If we can get to him, we can expose the cover-up. You just stay here and feel sorry for yourself. I'm gonna go find him.
Wait. Look, it's not much, but Jack's gotta be working with someone.
Who?
I don't know. I never saw him. But Jack showed up with state-of-the-art weapons and comms, so he's gotta have a contact in the city. You wanna find Jack? You find a supplier.
Thanks. Arlo.
Get out in time. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Listen, I know what Jack's doing. Pull up his files, get me the list of his known associates in the tri-state area, anyone he's worked with in the past.
In the next half hour, the man who's widely been acknowledged as a vital third partner in the peace process, Russian President Yuri Suvorov, will touch down at JFK. He'll be ferried into Manhattan by helicopter and then to the UN.
Logan mutes the TV. He pulls from his pocket a mobile and a handwritten note. 12:25. He dials out. Tokarev walks through a passageway in the eaves of a building. He answers his phone.
Yes.
Pavel, update, please.
My team is in position.
Any sign of Bauer?
Not yet. I need to know. What about the woman?
The woman?
That journalist, her disposition.
Ms. Reed is aiding and abetting a terrorist. She's a serious threat to both of our countries.
Do what you have to.
Tokarev hangs up and coolly unzips his long holdall. He pulls out the fearsome sniper rifle with which he murdered Renee and screws on the silencer. He levels the gun and puts one of his merciless eyes to the sight. 12:26, end of part two. Part three, 12:30, at the UN.
I see from Ethan's notes that we still have not completely resolved the issue of site access for the inspection teams.
I believe it was resolved. President Hassan agreed the inspectors would have right of passage over our entire country.
But he exempted schools.
Only primary schools. Omar didn't think 10-year-old children would be building nuclear missiles.
Taylor closes her eyes contritely.
Of course. I remember now. I do apologize.
Are you all right, Madam President?
It's been a long day. I'm fine, thank you.
President.
Taylor accepts a note from her female aide.
If you'll excuse me for a few minutes, there's someone I need to see.
Of course.
Where is he?
He's in the conference room, ma'am.
Dahlia and Jamot speak low to each other as Taylor leaves the conference room and goes to find Logan.
Thank you for seeing me, Madam President. I have good news. We've located Bauer. He has the evidence, but...
Charles! You assured me that that wouldn't happen.
Please, let me finish. We know exactly where Bauer will be and when, and we have an operation underway to reacquire him, even as we speak. Believe me, this is good news.
Let me know as soon as it's resolved. You need to get back to the negotiations.
There's just one thing, Madam President. We are 3 hours away from the signing of the treaty. And a time for my role in the process to be officially recognized. I was thinking some kind of announcement to the media, perhaps by your press secretary, or maybe even by you yourself, Madam President. It was, you recall, our agreement that I would have a public face on this historic day. I believe I've earned it.
He tilts his head back on his ample brass neck.
I will talk to my press secretary. She will make the announcement in time for the 1 o'clock news.
Thank you very much, Madam President.
Taylor, looking distinctly queasy, walks out, leaving Logan seeming only partially satisfied. 12:33, Meredith Reed walks through the department store. An undercover agent clocks her arrival.
We have contact.
Target heading the third floor escalator.
Acknowledged. I see her now.
We have eyes on Reed.
Eden at her screen nods. Pillar bends down to check the picture.
Reed is confirmed.
Units 2 and 3, Reed is approaching you.
Confirm contact.
Reed confirmed. Approaching the meeting place.
Any sign of Bauer?
Where is he? He should be here.
No sign.
Jack walks discreetly in the wake of two taller men between the racks of clothes in the store.
Pavel, do you see Bauer?
Not yet.
Unit 1, report.
If you have no visual of Bauer.
Jack now walks, keeping in the lee of another man's shoulder. Eden seems to have spotted him.
Jason, where are you going?
There he is. He's heading up towards... Damn it, I lost him.
All units, Bauer is on the third floor. Do you see him?
I do not have him.
Wait, he's there. We see him. Get your eyes open, damn it.
I have not seen him.
Got him.
Bauer is approaching the target from the southwest. He's got a brown leather jacket and jeans.
Jack checks something on his PDA and then walks back out onto the floor.
There he is.
Pavel, he's in view. He's closing in on the cafe. You should have a clean line on him.
Jack, using the clothing racks as cover, edges through the store. Tokarev gets a line on him.
Pavel, if you have a shot, take it.
I've got him.
Jim puts a gun to Tokarev's head.
Put it down.
Jim smiles.
Everything's all clear up on top, Jack.
Copy that. Come with me and do exactly what I say.
All units, target is in the open. Take him out. I repeat, take him out.
Jack has grabbed Reed and hurries off through the store.
You stay down here. You don't move. Don't.
All right.
Jack places Reed safely beneath a clothes rack and then does a swift recce. A young man strides along, hand in pocket. Jack kills him. Then two more agents. Finally, he gets the young female agent.
What the hell just happened?
He knew it was a trap. Don't let them out of your sight.
We lost him.
Just keep looking.
Those people you shot, who were they?
Russian operatives. You have any problems?
No.
Jack and Reed, Jim and Tokarev hurry out. ...12:40. Chloe continues to glare at the frosted glass of the office now occupied by Pillar. Logan rather pathetically deliberates over a row of new neckties.
Jason, tell me.
I'm afraid I have bad news, sir.
All of Pavel's team is dead, and Bauer has Pavel.
He was ahead of us from the get-go, sir. He must have anticipated that we'd use Echelon, and he put out a series of keywords knowing the listening stations would pick them up. He played us, sir. He knew we'd use off-book resources to deal with him. Use that journalist to draw them out. Now, sir, I hardly need to tell you that the situation is grave.
Pavel knows everything. He ran while she set up the Russian ops.
If Bauer gets Pavel to talk. But at the moment, sir, you still have complete deniability. President Taylor made all the decisions. I think the time has come for you to distance yourself from this mess. It's regrettable, sir, deeply so, but I believe it's what's best for you.
You... 20 minutes from now, the president's press secretary is going to make an announcement. She will say, I become part of the president's team, and I have been indispensable in bringing this peace process to a successful close.
Sir, may I say that that is a bad idea? You need to distance yourself.
When you keep using that phrase, what does distance myself mean? Do I just slink away?
This isn't your fault, sir. There were circumstances we couldn't have anticipated, namely Bauer.
Well, then we find Bauer and we neutralize him. We're public now, Jason. We're committed. And I have worked, we have worked too hard just to throw this all away.
Do you understand?
Yes, of course, sir. But Pavel...
No. Pavel is a good soldier. He won't talk. Whatever Bauer does to him. I put you at CTU, Jason, for a reason. They have huge resources. You have intelligence and tenacity. You use those capabilities. Find Bauer.
Yes, sir. I'll head down to the scene myself.
Good. Keep me posted.
12:43, Pillar ruminates.
He wants to move forward.
Does he understand what actually happened?
Yes, but he says we still have options.
Eden casts around desperately.
I need to know you're with me on this.
Yes, I'm with you.
Good. I'm heading out. I'll clean up the scene, remove all trace of the Russians, and get on Bauer's trail. I'll take CTU SWAT with me. Tell NYPD to put a two-block perimeter around the store. No one goes in or out without my say-so.
What reason do I give them?
National security. Anyone gives you a hard time, invoke the White House.
Eden tensely sets to work. Chloe scans a screen of mugshots. Arlo enters.
Any luck with Jack's associates?
No. Even discounting dead people and people from foreign countries, it's still going to take hours.
I think I can narrow it down. I just picked up a 911 call from Turner's in Midtown. There was a shootout, people killed. I managed to get into the store's security system.
Oh, my God. That's Jack. They're trying to kill him.
Yeah, that part of the plan didn't go so well. I take the footage 5 minutes before to 5 minutes after the shooting. If we run facial recognition on the camera feeds...
We can match it to the database of Jack's associates, maybe find out who he's working with. Thanks, Arlo.
No problem.
Copy the camera footage to my screen. I'll send you half the personnel files.
Jack emerges from a rear service door.
We're clear. Let's go.
He takes Reed's arm and walks her down the side alley to the street. Jim follows Jack and Reed across the street, keeping a close hold on Tokarev. Jack opens a door into a metal-grilled building opposite. 12:45, they enter the drab, cluttered interior. Jim turns his gun on Tokarev.
Empty your pockets right now. Here,
take a seat. We'll be safe here for a while.
Reed had clearly been hoping it would be for longer. Jack unzips Tokarev's rifle case. His breath catches as he surveys the weapon that killed Renee.
Jack, we don't have much time.
Reed catches her breath. Jack walks up to Tokarev.
Take off your coat. Now!
Those people you killed, you were ready for them, weren't you? You knew they were coming.
Yeah.
So you knew they'd be listening to our phone call. Isn't that right? You used me to draw them out, right?
That's right.
I could have been killed back there.
You weren't.
Tokarev drops his phone.
Now pick it up. I said pick it up.
And what about the evidence you said you'd tell me? Was that a lie too?
No. The evidence is on this memory card. When you see it, you'll know it's real.
Tokarev seems to be up to something.
Take it.
Reed takes the card from Jack.
My partner's gonna take you somewhere to show it to you. I'm sorry things had to play out like this. I didn't see another choice.
Jack binds Tokarev.
What are you gonna do?
Put your hands behind your back. Now!
Don't do this, please. You don't want
to
do this.
Take her to the storeroom.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Please, you cannot do this.
The evidence I gave you doesn't tell me who else was involved. You will. Come on.
No, you cannot do this way.
Jack ties Tokarev to a pillar.
Middle there.
Jim takes Reed through to the storeroom and guards her. Jack picks up Tokarev's rifle.
Springfield, M1A rifle. 308 round. You know, about 4 hours ago, I had a friend of mine, very good friend, named Renee Walker, who was killed by a rifle just like that.
God to hell.
J. Jack rips Tokarev's shirt off, revealing Russian mob tattoos. He pats the man's face ironically.
You first.
12:47, end of part 3. Part 4, 12:51.
The hit on Hassan is all arranged. Bazaev and his people are taking care of everything.
You talk to no one but me. They're down here. Don't contact me again until Hassan is dead.
Reed listens to the evidence in horror. Tokarev sweats. Jack approaches him with a pair of pliers.
To be honest with you, Renee Walker was more than just my friend. But you already know that, don't you? Because you saw us in the bedroom of my apartment. Now you're either not very good at what you do, or you wanted her to suffer. Because with that rifle from that range, it was an easy kill shot. But instead, you shot her right there, 2 inches below her heart, so she would bleed out slowly. I watched her gasping for air as the blood slowly filled her lungs. She died in agony, which is exactly what I'm going to make you do, unless you tell me what I want to know.
Jack tightens the pliers on Tokarev's abdomen and then gives a yank. Jack pulls Tokarev's head up.
Start talking to me!
You want to know I killed your girlfriend? Yeah, I killed her. I killed your bitch! I did it!
Please, you've got to stop him. Please.
He needs answers. And he's gonna get him.
I can use this. There's enough here. I don't need any more. Tell him I don't need any more, please.
You're not going anywhere.
If Tokarev's provocation was a bid to be put out of his misery, it seems nearly to have worked. The Russian slumps over as Jack breaks off his onslaught and backs away, almost tripping over a chair. At the department store, the bodies of the Russian agents litter the floor. People look on as the police work. Pillar bounds up the stairs.
Move aside. Move. Move. Please step back from the bodies. This is now a CTU crime scene. I need all weapons and documents you found on these people.
This is all we got, sir. None of them had IDs on.
Pillar scrolls to a photo on his PDA.
This is the man we're looking for. His name is Jack Bauer. Now you need to spread out and check every floor and every exit. He has a hostage with him, so he won't have gotten far. Bauer's armed and extremely dangerous, so if you don't want to end up like these people, shoot on sight. Let's go.
Tokarev remains slumped over, his face covered in blood. Jack snaps a file of some kind of reviving chemical under his nose.
There you go. Why don't we start this again?
Jack produces a clasp knife.
I already know that you killed Renee Walker. What I want to know is the name of the Russian pig inside your government that gave the order.
Jack slices into Tokarev's midriff.
Give me a name and I'll end this quickly, I give you my word.
Tokarev spits in Jack's face. Jack pauses, wipes his face, and looks dangerously at Tokarev. He crosses to the table, picks up a plastic bottle, and walks back to him.
You think you know about pain? You don't know anything yet.
Jack squirts the bottle at his chest.
Give me the name of the person inside your government who wanted Renee Walker dead! Give me the name! Who inside your government wanted Renee Walker dead? All you gotta do is give me the name.
Jack stares with hatred at the obdurate Russian. Striding back across the room, he lobs the plastic bottle away as if defeated. He returns holding a burning blowtorch, however.
You people are so stupid.
Renee Walker was no threat to you. Her work was finished. She was done. We were out. All you had to do was leave us alone. Why couldn't you just leave us alone?
Jack applies the flame to Tokarev's skin.
I want the name of the person who gave the order to pull the trigger. Who gave the order? Now!
I did it on my own!
You're lying. You're nothing. You didn't have the authority. I want the name! Give me the name!
That name is Pavel Tokarev.
Jack puts the blowtorch once again to the Russian's flesh. Tokarev passes out with the pain. Jack crosses back to the table, futilely searching for an effective weapon. Jack does a double take, spotting Tokarev's phone lying on the table with its back panel missing.
Where's the SIM card for your phone? Where's the SIM card?
Tokarev's head sways.
Where'd you drop it? Right here.
Realization dawns on Jack. Tokarev glances across at him.
You dumb bastard, you swallowed it. You swallowed it.
Jack plunges the knife into Tokarev's stomach. The Russian's eyes go wide and then turn dull. We can only imagine that Jack is feeling around inside for the SIM card.
What do you got?
This side's clear, sir.
Fine. There's another service hallway. Check all the service hallways over there. Make sure they're locked down. You guys, I want you up there. Get on the third floor. Do it now.
Jack strains and then raises his blood-covered right hand. He scrutinizes the tiny plastic card between his fingers. He glances at Tokarev's now inert face. As he walks away, the Russian keels over leftwards. Jack takes a rag and cleans the blood from the SIM. He slots it into the closed-channel phone. He navigates to the call list. He calls the last number received.
You've reached the mobile number of President Charles Logan. We can't take your call right now. If you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Jack stares ahead, thunderstruck. 1 p.m. The end.